Setting the bar stories, Kelly, these are what?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, I feel like they had the best of intentions.
Okay.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without posting a lost credit card at your restaurant on the internet to try and locate its rightful owner, you're doing okay.
Oh, no. Yeah, they were trying to find the person, but you just put all their personal information on the internet.
It gets worse, Kelly, because here's the thing. Rhonda, she went to this restaurant, Smith's Cafe. It was lovely, right? She accidentally left her credit card there. When she realized it, she went back to pick it up. But before she got there, an employee spotted the card and, best of intentions, in an effort to find Rhonda, took photos of the credit card front.
Oh, no, no.
And back.
No, with the, with the CVV code, CVC, whatever that code is. Oh, no.
Posted it on Facebook.
No.
In a group for the town they're in. The photos were not edited. Yes, Kelly, all the information was visible.
The information you need to go shopping.
Yep, the caption said, hey, guys. Mrs. Rhonda, you've left your card here at the store. If you know her, let her know. We have it, and we would love to make sure it's returned.
Here's Mrs. Rhonda's information. You can go shopping.
But listen, they also said, we've placed it in a secure location.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so we're not sure how long the post was up.
Oh, no.
But it was up long enough that over $2,000 in charges were accrued on the card.
We saw that happening, didn't we?
Here's Rhonda.
I couldn't believe that they did that, but I was sick thinking that I might be responsible for all those charges. It had been used a whole lot of declines, but a whole lot that went through. I live on a fixed income, and there's not like there's extra money every month to cover those bills that somebody else charged on my card.
Yeah, Rhonda's bank account, Rhonda's bank closed the account, and thankfully many of the charges were declined. But Rhonda, like she said, at least $2,000 went through, and she's working through the process of disputing all those charges. The owner of the restaurant has no comment, and here's my take on it. For one, if it's posted on the town's Facebook page, so
we
get
back on that page and we shame the people.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a closed page, right?
Yes,
it's an invite only sort of closed page for people of that town. You are literally robbing someone who you live with.
Exactly.
Who are you?
This is like a little game of Clue. We have all the suspects in one room.
Yeah. Well, and you would think that you'd be able to trace back where the purchases are being sent. Yeah, I'm sure not everybody's like sending it to some random P.O. box or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I think the restaurant probably needs to just hook Rhonda up with free food until all this is figured out. Because, holy cow.
Yeah, we don't make her pay. We don't make her pay.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like they had the best of intentions.
They did. They're trying to get her back her credit card.
But this brain fart was a full-on gastrointestinal, hemorrhage.
It was an explosion.
That is
not good. So, and shame on you, all the people in the Facebook group in the town who went shopping on her dime.
Yeah, they totally did. All right, so again, side of the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without posting the lost credit card that wound up at your restaurant all over the internet in an effort to find the owner, you're doing okay.
Oh, bless her heart, though.
Yep, that's setting the bar on 99.7 DJX.